What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Loud up, what do you got?
All right, this one's for Chuck Taylor on Twitter because he says all my what you need to know is people already know. I actually did not know this. Did you guys know that Marilyn Monroe had Mexican roots?
I did not.
I really
did. We can claim her.
I really did not know.
We can claim her.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
So according to some articles that I read, and I have, and I even asked Lindsay because I know Lindsay's really big on documentaries and stuff. Her mom was actually born in Mexico.
Wow!
I was like, okay, hold up. No wonder she was curvy. Okay, now I feel it.
Right, making sense now, right?
You know, a lot of things are making sense. But so I was reading that studio executives would make her hide that because, you know, the time.
No.
Yeah, that she was she was Latina. Well. You know, her heritage is Mexican. And like, so basically her grandparents went from here to Mexico and then her mom was born there. So, you know, but still, I will claim her for that. I'm just going to say. And she actually loved going to Mexico. She used to go to Acapulco Bay to, like, you know, soak in the sun. And she actually could carry a conversation in Spanish.
That's awesome. By the way, you know who else we can claim? I know that you mentioned the other day that Juan Toscano Anderson, who plays for the Warriors.
Juan Toscano, yes.
Yeah, he's the first Mexican American to win a championship in the NBA. But you know who we can claim in the NBA too?
Who?
Devin Booker.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
His
one.
Granddad was born in Los Nogales, Mexico.
His mom is stretch though.
His mom is Mexican American.
Okay, fair enough.
Her dad is Mexican, born in Mexico.
The only reason I didn't do the Toscano Anderson, like, you know, he's the first Mexican, because it was all over Twitter, and people are like...
Everybody knows it, yeah.
Everybody knows it, and then, like I said, Chuck Taylor will be all mad
at you on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, I'm going to ruin Laura's what you need to know. I was like, everybody knows that, fool. Where you been?
How many Mexican players have there been?
Not very many.
Not very many? Yeah. Besides him?
Eduardo Nájera.
Denver. Yeah. Always tough. Okay,
Tough guy, could shoot, plays defense.
Yeah.
There's been a few. I mean, there's Latino guys, like J.J. Barea played for the Dallas Mavericks, Puerto Rican.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why
Al Horford is Dominican.
Why does Marilyn Monroe need to have Mexican to be curvy?
Wow, I knew that was coming.
As soon as you said it, I knew
it was coming.
It's an honest question.
Lindsay's curvy.
It's an honest question.
I'm curvy. Like
that was wrong of us, though.
It was just a thing.
It was not just a thing, because if that were you and the tables were turned, you would be upset about it. I'm just pointing it out, you know?
I mean, Lindsay, you curvy too, girl. Maybe you got some Mexican in you.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But I don't. I'm 100% Hungarian.
Wow.
There you go.
Well, maybe Hungarians are curvy. I don't know. I don't know about that Eastern European block like that. You know? But, you know, we can do some research. All right, that is what you need to know, brought to you by...
Wait, Trevor Ariza, also Dominican.
Really?
Ariza.
I did not know.
Okay. Really? Well, another what you need to know.
There you go. Yeah, but Al Horford, his dad Tito, played in the NBA for a little bit, too.
Oh.
Yeah, he was, you know, all over this.
I'm just trying to, like, envision Marilyn Monroe with dark hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, because blonde, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That is what you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. So Mark Spear is going to join us in just a second. Real quick, though, DeMarco, I just want to make sure to shout out some folks. It's Friday. Enjoy your Friday, but be safe, okay? Just be safe on Friday. Don't get too crazy. Don't get too turned up on a Friday, okay?
And so, Hungarians have curves.
Hungarians have curves.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Just saying.
All right, we're back here, Sedano and Cap. Cappy out today, but we're talking NBA because we've crowned a new champion. And, man, listen, the Warriors, it's funny because we're in L.A., and there's a lot of things that are in common with Steph's championship and Kobe's championship, fourth championship. It's crazy to think, but there are some things here. Year 13, Kobe Bryant, 2009, legacy question headed into the season despite having three titles. He won the All-Star Game MVP, got his fourth ring on the road against the Orlando Magic, and won Finals MVP. Steph Curry, yesterday, year 13, legacy question headed into the season despite three rings, won the All-Star Game MVP, fourth ring clinched on the road in Boston, won Finals MVP, and oh yeah, by the way, also broke the all-time three-point record. And the man who has documented all of this is Mark Spears, who is in the Bay Area all the time. He was in Boston yesterday. He's been traveling, covering this series and all these series for us here at ESPN and Anscape. He's one of our insiders, and he joins us here. So, Mark, an incredible accomplishment, obviously, for Steph. You've been there from the beginning, like literally from the beginning. So What sticks out most to you along this journey that Steph Curry has had?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I love the Kobe analogy. I hadn't even thought about that. you know, I always still remember the guy with the bad ankles, the guy that was behind Monte Ellis. Like the beginning and just how much he hasn't changed since then. And so when people ask me about him and what he's like, I'm like, he's the guy you see on TV. He's a guy you see in interviews. He's a great, great guy. He knows who he is now. Don't get me wrong, but there's still some humility to him, which I credit his parents on. There's also a knowledge of greatness where he knows how great he is and he doesn't necessarily have to tell you. And there's also some quiet confidence that he lets out when he's comfortable. So after he won the MVP trophy and the title, one of his good friends, shout out to the rapper Mr. Fab, who's a legend in the Bay Area and probably the Warriors' number two fan next to E-40, he goes up to Mr. Fab and yells, "What are they going to say now, boy? What are they going to say?" And I'm like, oh, yeah, he cared about that trophy. And he acknowledges that he listens to stuff. And what are they going to say now? I mean, he's right. There's nothing left. Steve Kerr's joke, well, he didn't get an Olympic gold medal.
Yeah, I saw that.
he like really completed his puzzle. There's nothing left on the NBA stage for him to have to do.
Now, to your point, he got spicy. Like, and it wasn't just in the post game. Like, he got spicy during the series, right? Game four, when he had that big game. I mean, he's pointing at his ring halfway through the ring finger halfway through the third quarter. Like,
the sleep thing. You know, he'd been doing that all playoff. There is a different swag level to him, a different confident level to him. This isn't early year Steph. This isn't Steph with KD. This is Steph Curry by himself. So I liked your Kobe analogy in a lot of ways because I remember being around Bean in 2010, and God rest his soul, when there seemed to be so much joy that he won without Shaq. What are they going to say?
Right.
What are they going to say? Like, there's nothing left for them to say, right? And he's finals MVP as well because if I'm not mistaken, George, didn't like Shaq get all those finals MVPs?
He did. Yep. He got the first
three. Early years too. Mm-hmm. So he got the finals MVP and he got the trophy and he got the championship trophy without Shaq. So to me, that was the last part of Kobe's puzzle. And similarly, you know, Steph got his last piece last night.
Okay, so I know everybody's asking you about numbers, and I heard you on KJM this morning, and where Steph ranks, and where Kobe ranks, where all these guys rank.
I wasn't ready for this.
No. I feel you, but okay, give me the tears.
15 minutes early on 4 hours, and I'm like,
no, I feel you. I feel you. Give me the tears, though. Yeah. Give me the tears of where these guys are at. Where is Steph at? What tier is he in? Like, if Jordan and LeBron and like Kareem are tier one,
he's in that room. I think Steph's in that room. Okay. I mean, because he's a two-time finals. I mean, two-time NBA MVP, four-time champion, been to the finals six times, 4-2. Been an all-star so many times over, right? The greatest shooter of all time. And that's what I think gets him in the room.
Right.
With the elite of the elite is the fact that you can't say that anybody else in league history is a better shooter than him. That, to me, gets him in that top five.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you about Klay, because you wrote a great story on Anscape. You can go to Anscape.com to check it out. I mean, look, I got a chance to talk to Klay after the Western Conference Finals. I did the post-game interview for radio and for SportsCenter. And his emotion, like, you could feel it. Like, you could see it. I mean, he literally almost started crying to me. When talking about the journey, And, you know, you've been around him for so long as well. What was that journey like for him? You know, we know the number, 941 days. What was it like yesterday, just the culmination of all of it?
Well, I think you saw by the fact that he wouldn't leave the stage, man. Like, I've never seen that before. Like, typically, those guys are like, we won the championship, cool, we got the trophy, you know, let's go to the locker room and spray each other with champagne. He wouldn't leave the stage. Like, everybody but Clay was pretty much off the stage. So I saw him hug the trophy. I heard him sit, saw him sit on the stage. I saw him do the nene. Like, nobody does the nene anymore. But Clay Thompson was doing the nene on the stage. he danced with Steph. He talked to Deputy Commissioner Mark Tatum. He, like, took a picture with his dad with the Bahamian flag. Like, he was in no rush. And I got it. I understood it. Like, he was going to, like, a fine glass of wine, like a $6,000 glass of wine. George, I was privy to a $5,500 glass, a bottle of wine recently.
Man.
And shout out to, I don't want to put the man out there, but shout out to the man that bestowed me a glass of that. And I just savored every, like, little morsel of, I don't even, you could call liquid morsel, but every little part of it, because I knew what it was. And that's how Clay was last night. He wanted to savor every second after everything he had gone through, and he did not want to leave the stage until it was like, all right, man, it's already been a half an hour. Like, there is champagne waiting for you to spray. There are interviews for you to do. You're belonging, you're belaboring your chance to, like, celebrate more. So, but he was in no rush, and I never seen anybody savor the moment as well as he did.
Hey, man, when's Draymond dropping the next podcast? Because that thing's gonna be fire, man.
I mean, did he do it already?
No, I don't know. I haven't checked yet.
You know what? This is what I'll say about that.
Yeah.
I would much rather see a man like George. You know this. When you go to games, man, and this is just me as a reporter, I can only go back to playing in college. The way your adrenaline is after a game,
yeah,
kind of takes you hours to wind down anyway. I mean, there's a lot of worse things that players could be doing and have done with their time at 2 o'clock in the morning than what Draymond is doing.
Right.
Right. He's not in the club. He's not doing anything illegal. He's grabbing a mic and expressing his thoughts. And I've never had any problem with it. And
yeah,
it obviously,
the whole thing was stupid.
Hasn't stopped him from getting the championship. Yeah. So yeah,
the whole thing was dumb.
It's just great media, really.
It is. I love it. I love it. I mean, I'm all about the content. It's Mark Spears joining us here, ESPN, NBA Insider, and of course, Anscape as well. Check out his work there. He's got a great story on Klay Thompson, our pal Michael Thompson's son, as you all know. We all love that Klay got a chance to win the championship because we all love Michael around here. Real quick, before I let you go, Joe Lacob, the owner of the Warriors, threw some shade at the Lakers last night, okay? In an interview I saw, here's the quote. There are a couple of teams, I'm not going to say who, there's some other teams that went all in on older players, and older players do get injured. That's the thing you have to remember. Suppose we made a trade away all our youth for, I don't know, you name the guy, and they're injured, out for the year. Anytime you're over 30, 32, 35, these people get injured. We're always assessing. We wouldn't spend that kind of money on a roster if we didn't think we had a chance to win. Do you think that's about the Lakers? Because that's what I interpret, or do you think it's about another team?
I mean, is he talking about maybe Miami a little bit too?
Or the Nets?
Well, the Nets have some youth. They have some youth. I wouldn't call those guys old. I just call them having none.
Well, because Laker fans on Twitter are all buzzing.
I think it's Lakers all day.
Yeah.
I definitely think it's what you said for a shade on the Lakers. And, you know, I don't know why he's worried about other teams. They got the title. But, you know, Joe usually gets caught up in the moment. That's par for the course.
Well, listen, man, I'm going to see you at Summer League in about 20 days. So thank you for doing all that you do for us at ESPN and at Anscape. And thank you for coming on, my brother.
Can I enjoy the weekend before you, like, talk about Summer League?
Okay. Well, enjoy the weekend. I just told you it's 20 days. You got 3 weeks.
All right, brother.
All right, man. I'll see you soon. Thank you so much. Mark Spears with us here. Anscape. Check out his work. Check out Clay Thompson's, his story on Clay Thompson on Anscape.com. All right, coming up next. Oh, did Joe Lacob really throw shade at the Lakers? Oh, man, Lakers Twitter is buzzing about this. We'll get into that next here on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, man. Such a good jam. Now, this is your heyday right here.
Hey, huh?
This is your heyday.
Oh, yes. Now, I dated a lot of people with this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Love Ashanti. Yes,
what a
sir.
Great song.
She's still dating Nelly? Are they done?
I think they're done.
They're done?
Yeah.
Are they done or done?
Yeah. You know, and celebrities, they get done and undone.
It's hot in here.
Just go on and marry her, Nelly. Come on, get it over with.
Yeah.
You know you love her.
Oh, man. You flip-flop guy?
No, I try to stay with it.
Yeah.
I mean, you mean wearing flip-flops?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm having a problem with my flip-flops, though.
Really?
They keep folding underneath.
Oh.
Like I'm not lifting my feet up high enough.
Yeah. You gotta be careful with that. Yeah, you mess up your toes and your toenails, too.
You know the pain.
Yeah.
See?
That's what happens when the flop part, you know, like the band that holds them together, that part's too big.
I got too much flop in my flip-flop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. You got to get more flip, less flop.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of stumbling going on in my house. Yeah.
Real quick, so thanks to Mark Spears for joining us there. Interesting quote from Joe Lacob, the Warriors owner, who's taken some swipes at the Lakers in the past.
Yeah.
He said, quote, this is yesterday. There's a couple of teams, I'm not going to say who. There's some other teams that went all in on older players.
The Lakers.
And older players do get injured.
The Lakers.
And that's the thing you have to remember. Suppose we had made a trade, traded away all our youth on this team for, I don't know, you name the guy, and then guys get injured, guys get out for the year. Anytime you're over 30, 32, 35, those people get injured.
Yeah, AD gets hurt. LeBron was a fluke, right?
Yeah, but I'm also a big believer of the biggest predictor of future injury is past injury. And now we have a injury history with LeBron.
With LeBron.
Which we had never had prior to LA.
Okay, fair, but he's been pretty durable.
Unbelievably durable.
And what happened to him last season was kind of a fluke, or season.
It was fluky.
Yeah. AD is a guy that's back. And Westbrook was there. He was there every
year. Yeah, no, he's fairly durable.
Yeah, okay.
But it is interesting that you'd take a swipe at the Lakers when you just won a championship.
That's hilarious. Of course.
Yeah.
They're still in your rear view. If they do, if Darvin Ham is the guy that gets it right, everybody in the West should be worried. That's a lot of star power going in the right direction. I just wonder if you can. If you're the guy that can actually coach Westbrook to the bench, if that's what's best for the team.
We're about to find out, you know?
Yeah.
If that's the case. Now, let me ask you this.
If he does, I would sue the team if I was Frank Vogel. Oh, now you want to do it? Oh. Discrimination!
Now, let me ask you this. We were just talking to Mark about just the celebration and all the stuff, and he was there for it all, and what was your celebration like when you won? I mean, because nowadays, guys are prepared. They got those ski goggles on.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
Yeah, I mean, you guys weren't prepared like that back in those days.
Yeah, we were pre-goggles.
Yeah, it was like, ow, my eyes hurt.
I think we actually came up with the idea. You know, it'd be nice to have goggles in here because I can't see anything. Right. Champagne hurts when it gets in your eyes. It really does. It burns. But, it was fun. It was, I think I told you this story before. No? We're standing on the field in Atlanta. And, you know, the clock said zero. We had more points than the Titans. It was great. They were walking off in defeat. And it hits you that you're world champion. And I told you, it literally felt like the world was round under my feet for the first time ever.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when you stand, it's flat, right? But I could feel how you're standing on top of the mountain. There were no other games to play. So, I mean, we let it all out, bro. Think about it.
Yeah.
You go from training camp all the way to the top of the mountain and you win it. Yeah, and you're young,
yeah,
you're going to let it out.
You feel indestructible.
Absolutely.
At that moment.
We had so much fun. I mean, I don't remember much about the parade.
Right.
But I do remember the locker room hugging and kissing, and I think I remember the last drink I took. You know what I mean? But at some point it went overboard. So, yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was great.
And I would imagine for you guys, because, like, for Steph, it was kind of like, he wanted to just kind of prove the naysayers, right? Like, the whatever doubters were left. Like, he even, you saw it. He said it to his brother, Seth Curry, and Seth came up to him and he's like, what are they going to say now?
There's nothing to say.
Right.
I got to admit, I wouldn't say I was out on Steph, but I was trying not to like him.
Why so?
Because he's shooting threes.
Right.
You know, I came up with back to the basket centers.
Right.
You know, different era of basketball.
He's very likable, though, other than people from Cleveland.
There's no reason to hate the guy. But, I mean, besides the fact he's shooting from, you know, half court.
Yeah.
That's not basketball.
And here's what he's done that he doesn't get enough credit for. Go watch those finals against the Cavs. He looks like a child out there compared to those guys. Go look at him yesterday. He's got muscle definition
now. He put on some beef, didn't he?
Yeah. Over the last couple of years when he got hurt, he put on real definition. He's got shoulders and deltoids and biceps and triceps now.
Very impressed. I mean, like, there's nothing to not like about Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that he's shooting from deep.
But I would imagine, like, again, almost like the complete opposite. Like, when you guys won, you know, that's Kurt Warner, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you know,
we didn't have a Steph Curry on our team.
No, Kurt was like the guy who came out of nowhere, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
We were all kind of like Steph Curry, I guess, proven naysayers wrong. I mean, Kurt going from, you know, bagging groceries to Super Bowl MVP.
Right.
Marshall got traded.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was kind of a redemption story for
him. Right, for him, because he was with the Colts first. And then
Dick Vermeil, his second time around.
Right.
He lost in the Super Bowl. So the group, the core group of that team that was together when we lost, went through three head coaches before we got to Dick Vermeil.
Right. Who were those coaches?
We had Rich Brooks.
Right, I remember
him. We had Chuck Knox.
Yeah.
Actually, it was two. We had Chuck Knox and then Rich Brooks.
Chuck
and then
Knox,
Dick Vermeil,
formerly of the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah. So we had gone through two different regimes, two different eras to get to Dick Vermeil. So there was a lot of redemption
and
in that
Trent
one
Green
team.
Was supposed to be your quarterback.
Oh, God, that was so hard. I'm so glad Kurt mentioned him in the his Hall of Fame speech.
Yeah.
Because, and I'll say this, with my chest, had Trent Green never gotten hurt,
you guys would have won a Super Bowl still.
That offense would have been better.
Really?
Oh, my God, absolutely. He was head and shoulders above Kurt in training that same year.
Yeah.
We were clicking like you wouldn't believe, and then he gets hurt, and then Kurt takes over.
Right.
And that became the underdog story.
Right. Wild how that happens.
Oh,
and,
my
gosh. Trent went on, he went to Kansas City, and, you know, he had a pretty good career, but, like, he's not a Hall of Famer.
No, but I'm glad Kurt mentioned him in that Hall of Fame speech, because if you want to know the catalyst of that season, the greatest show on turf, that team we're talking about now, it wasn't actually Kurt. It was Trent that got us going.
Yeah.
We actually had a guy, a quarterback, so we were all motivated. So Kurt kind of took over from that and took off with it.
Yeah. Man, it's crazy how good the offense that team was.
Oh, yeah.
Ahead of its time in a lot of ways.
Yeah. One more to get. We got to get Torrey Holt in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And then that'll be that.
But it'll happen.
Dick Vermeil's going this year. I'm going. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to the Hall of Fame
this year. Canton is fun. Now it's more fun to go to. If you're a football fan, it's more fun to go to because now it's at night or later in the afternoon.
Yeah.
When I went when Dan Marino went in.
Oh, wow.
High noon, dude.
Hot.
Yeah. High noon, humid as all hell.
Hot,
And being hungover was not fun.
Oh, man.
Because there was an event the night before that I went to.
There's an event,
And then I'm like, we got to wake up at what time?
Right.
And we got to be where? We got to sit there when?
A long time. We left.
A long day.
I was just there for Isaac.
Yeah.
Isaac went in and Polamalu was going in and Donnie Shell. Yeah. So two of these classic Steelers.
Yeah.
So the whole place is Steeler fans.
Right.
So right when Isaac was done, I got up and left. It's a Steeler fest now.
Yeah. It was hot as hell.
But fun though.
It's the only time I've been there though, but it was a fun time to go. Like if you're a football fan, you should go once.
You need to go. It's Mecca.
Yeah. Go once.
No
it's
doubt.
Cool. And stay for the game. Stay for like the Hall of Fame game.
If you're up to it, but go to the Hall of Fame.
No,
right.
Yeah, but
you might be tired by the time you kick off.
I stayed for the Hall of Fame game because it was Nick Saban's first game.
Oh, okay, you got to do it. Okay, yeah.
That same year was Nick Saban's first NFL coaching
game. If you love football, you got to go to this place and check it out.
It was I honestly recommend going to all the Hall of Fames if you've got a chance to do it at some point or
another. Where's the NBA Hall of Fame?
Springfield. Massachusetts.
Yeah. Why there?
That's where Naismith allegedly invented
right
the
there?
Game.
Yeah. Okay, you been?
I have, yes.
Is it like regal like the NFL?
It's cool, yeah. It's pretty cool. Yeah,
the top of the mountain. Okay.
Yeah, I've never been to Cooperstown though.
Me either.
But everyone says it's cool as hell.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's on bucket list.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. Eventually, I feel like when the kids are older, I'll make those moves.
Okay. Make sure you don't fly. Drive.
No.
You have to drive.
What do you mean drive?
You have to drive.
Not all the way over
road
there.
Road trip it. Come on now.
Cooperstown, New York?
Make it special.
Hell no. Road from trip. California.
Get the RV and road trip it.
Hell no.
Come on, make it special. You're going to Cooperstown.
No, hell no.
Come on.
Hell no.
The pilgrimage.
You lost
I'm already renting a car in the Pacific Northwest.
I forgot. You can't even drive to the valley to see her.
Yeah, to see my friend.
Right.
I mean, come on, man. Are you talking to me? Like I'm in the Pacific Northwest. I'm doing a mini little road trip, and I'm like
Bruce Lee's grave.
That's enough.
Oh, you know
no, I mean? No. Although that's a cool spot.
Go check that out. Yeah,
where is it exactly?
It's up in Everett, I believe. Everett, Washington.
Interesting.
Yeah,
that's on the way.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm doing a whole road trip, like just Portland, Cannon Beach, like Seattle. I'm doing that.
I'm not a big Elvis guy. Go to Graceland. It's fascinating.
I haven't been there, but
it's fascinating. Yeah.
But no, if I'm going to Cooperstown, I'm flying into like Albany or Syracuse.
Come on.
Even that is a little bit of a drive.
Make it easy. Do you camp? You don't go camping. No. You're not an outdoorsman.
I did it once.
What do you call camping?
No,
like,
I camped.
A hotel with
camp.
No room service?
No. Okay. I did the real deal.
You did. You were outside.
In the tents, cooking outdoors the whole night.
Yeah, and you didn't like it?
No, not for me. I did it because, so I was dating a girl back then. This is like in high school, college.
Yeah.
And her uncles used to go camping. And, a bunch of people would go. It was, like, a big, like, to-do. And they were like, come on. I wouldn't go the first couple years. And they were like, I dated this girl for, like, 2 or 3 years. And the first year or two, I wouldn't go. And then finally, I was like, fine, I'll go. The one time, so you leave me alone. And I went, and I was like, yeah, I had a good time. And they're like, you want to go again?
Nope. Nope.
No, never again. We're done. Thanks. I'm done here. All right, we're done here with this. Wrong game. Big deal or no deal. Lindsay, get ready to take it away here in a minute because Chris is going to tell you to keep the energy up. Big deal or no deal in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thank you, Christopher. All right, Lindsay, you take it away now.
All right. Thanks, Christopher. Thanks, Sedano. I'm really excited to take it away now. All right, so it's reported that
what is
Aaron,
going on?
Yeah, it's just this.
Chris likes energy.
Corrales.
He says
Beto
we need
said
energy.
The same thing yesterday.
We're too low energy.
Chris isn't here, you know.
I know.
He listens.
But he's always
though.
Listening.
Oh,
he
okay.
wants
it's
me
like the
to,
eye in the sky.
Yeah, he says I don't respond enough to his opens for, you know, like Radio Tinder and Big Deal or No Deal.
He's like Skynet.
Okay, just let me know what's going on here, because I thought you guys had just went
that's
crazy.
That's the 411. I mean, I did just go crazy, but hey, if that's what Morales wants, it's
I thought
Morales
those were just
get.
Gummy bears. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's it. That's all it is. Okay, so it's being reported that Aaron Rodgers has already got himself a new girlfriend after ending things with actress Shailene Woodley.
I did see this.
Well, these reports surfaced last week that his new girlfriend is named Blue of Earth, and she apparently like identifies as a witch. That's what all these reports said.
Oh, boy.
Well, apparently everybody was talking about it so much that she felt like she needed to address the allegations. So she did so in a series of Instagram stories earlier this week, posting, P.S. or P.S. My name is Blue, not Blue of Earth, and I do not identify as a witch. Y'all are hilarious. Of course a witch is going to deny that she's a witch, though, right?
Wow.
She did not, in any of her posts, deny the romance rumors involving her and Aaron Rodgers. So is it a big deal or no deal that Aaron Rodgers may be dating somebody who might be involved with witchcraft? DeMarco, start with you.
Not a big deal. No deal. I don't care who this guy's dating. Do you guys?
Not really.
I care less. Why?
Because there's a lot of people that think that maybe some of his shenanigans or tomfoolery or whatever you want to call it last year had to do with, like, his girlfriend.
I got news for you. Half the league is like that. Good sure. days, bad days, yeah. Sure. Usually so can be traced back to home.
If he's not married, you know, and everyone was like, well, things didn't work out with his last girlfriend and whatever people want to say about it, and now he's dating someone who's like a witch, what if she, like, casts spells on the team,
oh.
you know?
I mean, listen, wow. fans are also crazy.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that's the last thing they need to know.
Does not bother me, though. Yeah. No, not at all.
Does it bother you at all, Sedano?
I mean, it doesn't bother me, but it's just like, you know, I just know fans are not always nice, is what I would say. So wow. if they think she's a witch, then there'll be some stuff out there.
She's a witch.
Head. Yeah.
Wow.
Do you, yeah. you guys don't believe in witchcraftery?
Oh, I have a healthy respect for all that stuff.
Okay. Okay.
You know, that's
I'm
what
just
I would
saying,
say.
We're like these. I feel like these things just don't come out of nowhere, you know? That's all I'm going to say.
You think she's really a witch?
I'm just saying that there's a possibility, and of course a witch is going to deny that she's a witch. I mean, look what they used to do to witches back in the day.
I'm learning some things today. About you?
I'm just saying it's not yeah. out of the question, and usually there's where there's smoke, there's fire. I just don't think that he randomly has a girlfriend who they just decided, oh, she's a witch. You know, it can't be completely made up. There's got to be something that's
I mean,
it.
I'd like some proof as to the witchcraft.
Right.
You know what? I come from an area of the country where, you know, there's a lot of alleged voodoo is what I would call it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know what? I'd like to see what old Aaron's girl's up to these days.
No and way.
I'd okay. like to see the, you know, I'd like to check out what's going on there, and I'll tell you if it's real or not.
So you believe in voodoo?
Oh, yeah.
Look at
I
you.
Do. I do.
Yeah. a healthy belief is strong, but I would say a healthy respect, again, is the way I would describe it.
My mom's people, they're from Louisiana. They
oh,
believe
yeah?
in putting roots on people.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Healthy respect is what
you have
call
to, like, bury your underwear in the front yard.
Yo,
yeah.
Louisiana's crazy.
So I'm dead serious.
My mom,
yeah.
Laura, is, I don't know if Mexican people do this too, but my mom on New Year's would throw, like, the Side? Water out
oh, yeah,
the
yeah.
front,
yeah.
you know.
There's a lot of different rituals, like, for New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
like,
throw the water out the front, you know, at the front door.
Really?
It's, yeah. like, basically, like, taking the, like, throwing out the bath water, right? Like,
right, all the bad stuff. Oh, or, like, yeah. sweeping the floor.
Yeah, and then the 12 grapes.
Yeah, the suitcases.
You ever heard that? You guys don't do that? 12
What's
grapes?
What's the 12 grapes?
Well, one grape for every month is, like, good luck or whatever.
You eat 12 grapes?
Yeah, yeah. on oh. New Year's Eve. On New Year's, when it, the clock strikes midnight.
I'd
yeah.
never heard of that. Really?
Yeah.
You
the
do that?
No.
Oh,
the luggage okay. one? Have you done the luggage one where you run around?
No luggage. Never heard of luggage.
You run around the luggage?
So you run with like one or two. I used to do it with two, right? So you run around so you can travel that year.
Mm. No, but the grapes?
The underwear,
the grapes?
The grapes one, yeah. the underwear one.
Yeah. Yeah, Lindsay, any?
This sounds like some Final Destination stuff. It really does.
I'm just picturing like Laura like running around in her underwear eating grapes. And
no, no,
suitcases.
First of all,
you know
no underwear
you know
running.
What, though?
No,
I stopped
no,
doing
no.
the damn grapes and COVID came. So you know what?
Oh,
I
hey.
Get back to
more
the
grapes.
Damn grapes.
More grapes.
Dang.
Yeah, more grapes.
Yeah.
Wine.
Yeah,
there you go.
Fair enough. Okay.
All right, what's next, Lindsay?
Okay, so Magic Johnson always has a very interesting Twitter account. You know, some of the things that he tweets on there have definitely caught people's attention, more so because he's kind of like Captain Obvious, I guess. So anyway, he outdid himself this morning when he was reflecting on the Warriors winning the NBA title over the Celtics. With Steve Kerr winning his fifth NBA championship as a coach and his ninth ring overall, Johnson officially added him to his Mount Rushmore of NBA coaches. So according to Magic, Kerr joins the likes of Pat Riley, Phil Jackson, Red Auerbach, and Greg Popovich
wow.
on his Mount Rushmore of coaches.
That's five coaches, though.
The problem is
yeah.
he does not know how to count because Mount Rushmore consists of just four
Correct.
Faces, Abraham
Correct.
Lincoln, Theodore yeah. Roosevelt, George Washington, and Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
Apparently, you know, he's going to have five
You're
people.
Saying Magic can't count? How dare you?
I mean, the salary cap that year, he was, you know, working around.
He can
here.
Count money.
Yeah, he definitely knew that.
I'm kidding.
Is his Mount Rushmore of coaches a big deal or no deal?
I think that's a big deal. How many rings does he have total, Steve Kerr? Nine from player and
player,
coach?
Yeah, five as a player, four as a coach.
Who has more as a player and a coach?
Phil Jackson.
Has more than him. How
yeah.
many? By how many?
11, I want to say.
11 total
12?
Rings?
Hold on. I'll tell you right now.
So Steve Kerr...
Phil Jackson, I'm trying to remember how many he won as a player.
That's impressive. And Steve Kerr will never get the credit he deserves, you know, for being this good. I remember going into the finals, they talked about Steve Kerr was going to be put on Front Street because he can't coach, or anybody can coach the Warriors or whatnot. But I was impressed, weren't you? His handling of Draymond Green, I thought, was
13
great.
13 for Phil.
13 for Phil.
Yeah, it's 11 as a coach and 2 as a player.
Okay,
with the Knicks.
That will never be surpassed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you never know.
Who?
Kerr. He's got a shot.
There's no way. He's going to retire.
You don't think he can get to 4
He's
more?
He's still pretty young.
I think the last person on that team, that championship squad in Golden State, is probably going to be Steph Curry. People either move on, retire, or they dump somebody. But Steph Curry will be the last one there in Golden State.
I'm trying to think. Like, Pat Riley has a bunch of championships, too, as a player, coach, executive. I'm trying to think where he is. I'm off the top of my head. So he has, as a player, 1 championship. He also has 1 as an assistant coach. He was a 5-time champion, that's 7, as an NBA coach. And he's won 2 more as an executive only. So what is that, 9?
9. So he's tied.
Nine.
So Kerr is tied with
but
Riley.
But Pat's also 70-something years old. So Kerr has the best shot at it.
Of eclipsing Phil Jackson.
Yeah, because Pat has 9 as a player, coach, and executive. And Kerr has 9 as a player, coach, and executive, even though he didn't win as an executive.
So Kerr would have to win another one without Steph Curry.
Probably, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that would definitely solidify you on the Mount Rushmore if you can do that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have that many championships.
Yeah. But look, the Mount Rushmore of coaches in the NBA is Auerbach, Jackson, in no particular order, Riley, and Pop. Those are the 4. Steve is next.
Anybody else in there? I'm trying to think.
So there's no one you could take
right now,
off for him, right?
Right now, that's it. I mean, I guess as far as like championships are concerned, Spoelstra is right now after that.
Where would you put Jerry Sloan? He was a favorite of mine.
I mean, he doesn't have any rings.
Top 10? I don't know. Somewhere in there? Okay.
No.
Always liked him.
I don't
know.
I mean, he's probably in like the top 15.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Lynn. Sorry. One more.
All right. So if you guys are tired of speaking to a machine when you call a bank or like the power company or any of these robo answering companies, mm-hmm. Spain's government wants to end the one-sided conversations with a computerized answering service by making it obligatory for companies to offer a real flesh-and-blood customer service worker when they are requested by a caller. So they're going to introduce a bill that will do just that, and it will also seek to do away with long wait times by forcing companies to answer calls within 3 minutes. So not only are you going to have to have the option to talk to a human being, you're going to have the option to talk to a human being within 3 minutes, and Spain is putting this bill out there for a vote. Is this customer service bill going to vote a big deal or no deal?
Oh, I think it's a big deal. I would love for that to happen here. Do you know how annoying that is after a while?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It's just insane.
I'd rather talk to a machine.
What?
I can get stuff done.
Again? What?
With no attitude.
No way.
Come on. Sometimes when you're on hold and you get somebody and they have attitude and they don't help you.
This is such bleepery.
And they put you back into the system and you have to wait again.
Oh, no. Hell no, bro. I'm like literally I'm like the guy when they do the voice prompts. Like, they're like, tell us what you want. I'm like, representative. Yep.
Immediately.
That's
representative.
Me. I do that too. Or just press 0 a bunch of times.
Yeah. 0 or 9 will get you somewhere. 0 or 9.
And if it tries to get, and because here's the thing, the machine gets silly with me. And I'm like, I said representative, mother bleeper.
I have no problem with machines.
Wrong, this is such bleepery.
I wish they would change out the DMVs to have machines. That would be easier.
That I would be in favor of.
See? Thank you.
I have had great, by DMV standards.
Yeah.
I have had great DMV experiences in Southern California.
Really?
Because I always get an appointment.
Okay, fair. Mm. Is the person you're talking to nice to you? Exactly.
Most of the time.
Right.
Most of the time.
Where's that movie that the DMV person is a sloth?
Oh,
I saw that cartoon recently.
Yeah, Zootopia.
Zootopia.
Yeah. Oh, God. I was like, that is so true.
Yeah. My wife loves that movie. Yeah. All right, that is Big Deal or No Deal each and every day at 6:30. Final segment of the weekend coming up. DeMarco Farr in the house for Cappy. 710 ESPN. Back in 2 minutes. Eye in the sky. I told you.
Skynet.
Why are we always going to bring up old stuff? Yeah. You know?
Don't look at me like I did it, too.
I am looking at you.
Why
you
got to
look
at me? You're
on the board.
Yeah, but this is all Morales
is
doing.
Inserts it all in.
You should have, like, pushed a button over there.
Yeah. Okay, because I can't do my job now. All right.
Key's still giving you grief.
Wow. Just even let somebody bash me like that.
In the afterlife, I feel like, basically.
No doubt.
Don't blame me.
Wow.
I mean, that was like another lifetime ago.
Who won that race, by the way? Did Key win that
technically
race?
Technically, Key won.
I saw that race. It was close.
I videoed
the
whole
start
thing.
Was messed up, wasn't it?
Oh, Carrie Champion messed up the
that's
start
what it was.
A bunch
okay.
of times.
But it was close. Yeah, yeah.
But look, in Key's defense, Marcellus trained so hard for that thing. He hired a track coach to train. Key was sipping three margaritas before going out there, and I don't think he thought it was going to be that close.
I don't think he thought it was actually going to be a race. Yeah, okay.
No, he didn't think it would be close. He thought he was going to smoke him.
Smoke
Marcellus.
Marcellus, yeah. Okay.
And then what happened was the worst thing Keem did was, in retrospect, was he started to pull up.
Right.
And Marcellus was diving forward,
right.
You know, to try to hit the tape.
That was at the Coliseum,
and
right?
And it was a photo finish.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like,
that was a good race.
He's like little toe went over the thing
right
before Marcellus's head hit the tape.
No doubt. The promotion was outstanding.
I mean, thank God we had multiple angles.
Right. You couldn't tell.
Initially, we couldn't.
Yeah, yeah. Never rule out the D lineman, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Get burst, man.
Yeah.
Get going.
That was fun, too. We had like 800 people in the parking lot of the Coliseum just watching
that. What happened to the start, man? Yeah. Ready, set, go.
Yeah. Ready, set, ready, ready, set, ready. Right. Man, she gets mad. If she's listening, Carrie, I love you, girl. I love you, girl. Right. I didn't mean to bring up old stuff.
She got
DeMarco did.
The judges got paid off.
DeMarco brought it up, not me. Okay.
My bad. I'm sorry.
I'm going to get a text message. She's gonna be mad.
We love you.
Yeah. What's the big plans this weekend?
I'm going out to Lancaster. Number one.
That's right. You did. Now there was a recommendation.
To go see the Grunion the other day.
There was a recommendation by one of our listeners, yep. Beto in Whittier, who's a very, very loyal listener.
What was the name of the restaurant?
Don Sal.
Don Sal in Lancaster.
It's his brother-in-law's place.
Okay. Me and my brothers will be out there. My first cousin's son graduated high school. He's
nice.
Going to Norfolk State. So
Norfolk State,
yeah.
To play football?
Nope, just to
basketball?
Study. The entire family will be descending on Lancaster.
I love
Can't
it.
Wait. Yeah,
nice.
Lots of barbecue.
That's in Minnesota. Yes.
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 I believe. Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to learn a lot on Saturday.
I'm going to make sure. I'm going to double check.
I missed the Running of the Grunion. It was yesterday. Dang.
Norfolk State is university.
I told my mom Virginia.
It might be Virginia.
She
actually.
Asked me.
It,
I
is,
said,
Virginia.
It is Virginia. Virginia. I said Virginia. Virginia. Okay.
It is Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom put me
you
on
know
the spot.
Why? Because I felt like Norfolk State University. Let me see. What is their mascot? Is that the thing that
you got
me
there.
On? No, but that might have been the thing that threw me off because their mascot might have reminded me.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's the Spartan. So, yeah, no.
Yep.
I thought it was a Viking for some reason.
Yeah. Little dude grew up. Now he's going to college. It's
nice.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. What should I give him? Just cash,
money,
right?
Dog.
Just cash.
Money
yeah,
works,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Money's the way to go. All
straight
day,
cash,
every
homie.
Day. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, for sure. So what are we thinking of Rams this year? Like, what are we thinking? What are we thinking? What are we thinking?
Well,
the division is weaker than...
Didn't you say you saw Matthew Stafford recently, or did you
No,
saw...
I was just talking about the house he saw.
Oh, you were talking about the house. He's a real estate guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Where did he buy the house?
It was in Hidden Hills. He bought like
Hidden
three
Hills.
Houses. And
three houses.
Sold one of them for like $1.5 million profit.
Good for him. Absolutely.
And then got two other ones that he bought from Drake.
Good for... You know, wow. I just hear from guys that used to play in St. Louis, and they want to play here because they want to win, number one. Number two, they want the market. They love the market out here. So good for Matthew Stafford taking advantage. But that being said, it depends on his arm. Think about the NFC West.
It's not as tough as it once was.
Well, San Francisco
is still tough.
What are your doubts?
I have doubts. The quarterback.
Exactly.
I don't know who's going to play. Trey Lance.
Seattle is kind of rebuilding.
Yeah, they're not ready.
Arizona and Kyler.
Yeah.
I think they're a mess.
I do too.
I could be wrong.
Yeah.
And I think they made the wrong choice extending your coach and GM before you did your quarterback. That's going to create some problems. So it's open for the Rams to run it back. Now you got AD back too. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the NFC in general is weaker than it's been in a few years.
True, but at the top, you're going to bump into the same cast of characters.
Tampa,
you got Brady
Green
to worry
Bay,
about and Green Bay.
Yeah.
Right, but the Rams will be in the thick of things.
I'm not buying the Cowboys. I never buy the Cowboys.
You know what? I'm not out on Zeke like most people are.
Really? Because to me, they're at their best when he's the catalyst.
When Zeke Elliott is running,
yeah.
Yes, they could be one of the best teams in the NFL.
Right.
Best offenses. He was about as scary as Marshawn Lynch was back in the day when he's running the football. So if he's healthy, if he has one of those turn-back-the-clock type years, don't rule out Dallas just yet. But I did hear something funny. Mike McCarthy got fined for going too hard, no TAs.
I saw that. Yeah. A bunch of coaches did.
Yeah.
So did Lovie Smith in Houston.
When you have one-on-ones and whatnot, you're breaking the rules. But somebody said, it'll be Sean Payton's problem next year when he takes over the Cowboys. Right. And I can see that happening, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good Lord. That Cowboy job. I don't know if I'd want that thing.
You would. Of course you would.
Yeah.
That's the job. Absolutely. With all due respect to every football team in the National Football League.
Even with Jerry and all the meddling and all the...
It's like being a Yankee, man.
Yeah.
The whole world's going to see you.
Yeah.
That's where you want to be.
Yeah.
You want to play quarterback at Notre Dame. You want to be a quarterback at Dallas.
Do you want to be a quarterback at Notre Dame still? I don't
know. Okay, back in the day you used to.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Alabama, but I mean, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the pinnacle of professional football, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. What's up, So I'm excited for college football this year here.
Are you really?
I mean, I'm not like one of these dudes is like, Lincoln Riley's going to win 12 games.
I am.
I think he's going to win the Pac-12. I think he'll win the Pac-12.
I think in 2 years, you're back in the national championship.
Yes. Two years, three max.
Yeah.
But I'm not, this year, I still think their defense is bad, bro.
Needs some work.
Yeah.
But
they were not good last year on defense.
Nick Saban.
And they haven't added enough.
No, but Nick Saban's popping off for a reason. He's right.
Oh yeah,
yeah. In the NIL era,
listen,
USC is going to start recruiting and getting kids.
Oh, there's no doubt. Look, the two schools that have made the biggest impact, and I Cap and I had this argument a long time ago, and he thought I was nuts. I said the two schools that are going to make the most hay of NIL are USC and Miami.
Absolutely,
because they're in market number 2 and market number 12.
Absolutely,
and they both have long tradition. And they both are in desirable locations.
Right.
And they got a lot of people within a few miles that have a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Right.
Yes.
So, and he goes, no, people are still going to want to go to the SEC. And I'm like, it may be for a little while. But eventually, that's going to spread out. And it's why Nick Saban is moaning and groaning.
Absolutely. Yeah. Who's in Miami now coaching?
Mario Cristobal.
Cristobal, he from Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to play in Miami.
Correct.
Okay, he can recruit. I was going to say.
And he worked for Nick.
Wow, if you were a kid, well, you're biased.
Yeah.
You're biased.
I'm biased. And I know him, like, really well.
I was going to say, Nick Saban and Lincoln Riley and Mario Cristobal.
I mean, depends
house,
on what I
recruiting
want
you.
What I play. If I'm a quarterback,
you're
I'm
a quarterback.
Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley.
If I'm a quarterback.
Defensive end, Nick Saban.
Nick Saban.
Okay.
Any other position?
Offensive line, Miami.
Oh, definitely there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And honestly, any position that involves the offensive line.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I'm a running back.
Yeah.
Miami.
Well, you're all competing for the same kid now.
Right.
That's
right.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I just wonder where that kid goes, that five-star top flight athlete. L.A., Miami, or Alabama? Which one sounds better to you?
Get out of here with that. Those days are starting to dwindle.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In my estimate. Same thing with Clemson. We already saw it already this year.
Yeah.
This past season.
I can get $2 million to go here, there, or there. I think I'll go to L.A.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, and the quarterbacks, I think, are going to get there, where we're getting millions of dollars.
How many Heisman trophies does he have?
Who?
Lincoln Riley. Did he coach?
I think he did 3. Kyler, Baker, and Jalen Hurts. No?
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
No, that's Miami.
No, Jalen Hurts was with Lincoln Riley. He was Alabama, then transferred to Oklahoma.
You're right. Yeah. My bad. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. If you're a quarterback,
that's
you
right.
want to play
Duh.
For Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
And Caleb Williams is probably going to win a Heisman.
Oh, boy. Here we go again. Yep. Here we go.
What about Washington? What happened with your squad?
We're getting there. We're working it.
I mean, your boy got
Who?
Fired.
Who?
Lake.
You know, I know. I was rooting hard for him. But you got to win a little bit more to get away with stuff like that.
So, I did a game.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you think? Yeah.
I did against Oregon.
Yeah.
And I was like,
Did you know? You knew.
I knew.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to last.
I knew. They told me from day one, this isn't going to work.
Well, I didn't know like that. But then I did the game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh.
I heard he played the wrong quarterback and he hired the wrong guy to call plays.
Yeah.
From day one.
Their offense was atrocious.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the funny thing about UW and Washington and USC.
Yeah.
They're hardly, if ever, good at the same time.
It's weird.
Because we steal each other's athletes.
Yeah.
Either we raid LA or you keep a fence around them.
By the way,
yeah.
the best, the It would have been fascinating to see, because Cristobal is such a great recruiter when he was at Oregon, and he recruited nationally. Like, he just made Oregon a national thing, which Chip could not do at that time.
Right.
He basically took, like, what Chip did and, like, kind of made it even bigger, the landscape bigger. But he was coming down here and taking a ton of L.A. kids.
A ton. Yes. No big deal. Yes.
Now he doesn't have to worry about that.
We'll be back. UW will be back.
You think so?
I hope so.
I hope so. It's good for football when they're
back. It is, absolutely.
I think they're one of those schools.
It's
still
a tough place to play.
I want to see Nebraska back, too, for that matter.
No, they can stay right where they are. Absolutely. Never again.
DeMarco, thank you for stopping by today, my brother.
You got it, man. Good to see you.
Appreciate you. I'll see you at the grocery store.
Absolutely.
Yes,
Frozen foods.
Great job, Lindsay and Laura, too. We will talk to you el lunes. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you then. See you.